Good evening, everyone. Thank you for coming. A call to order the Lincoln County Budget Committee meeting here in Sillette City Hall. And we will start with some introductions. And we'll start down here with Janice.
Janice Respect, Budget Officer.
John Barron, Citizen Committee Member.
Linda Roy, Citizen Committee Member.
Lauren Goddard, Citizen Committee Member.
Doug Hunt, Commissioner.
Terry Thompson, Commissioner.
And we're missing one other commissioner, Commissioner Bill Hall.
He's in Washington, D.C., working with the Association of Oregon County.
Nice. So taking care of the county still. So at this time, we will have a brief update from the Board of Commissioners, and that will be Commissioner Thompson.
Well, I'm not sure exactly what this update was supposed to be, but we had our meeting this morning and scheduled this meeting for a public hearing on the Sluts Valley Law Enforcement District. Beyond that, related to this subject, I'm not sure what else you want to know.
Any other updates from anyone?
I just might comment that the reason we're here is the voters approved the request of the residents in the special district, service district, to create a law enforcement district for enhanced services. Sheriff Landers is here. Since the voters approved the creation of the district, we now need to present a balanced budget required by law, and that's why we're here.
Without further ado, and the meeting of the Lincoln County Sluts Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District to present the budget message and to take public comment on the Sluts Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District budget for fiscal year 2016-2017 and presented by our budget officer, Janice Respect.
By law, I'm to give the budget message, and I'm just will read that right now. This budget portrays the expected financial performance of the Sillette Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District for fiscal year 2016-17 and shows the operations of the district. The district was approved by voters in the primary election of May 17, 2016, with a tax rate of $1.31 per $1,000 of assessed value. In conformance with Oregon Revised Statutes, Chapter 294, this budget is balanced between its revenue and expenditures. The district is budgeted using the modified accrual basis of accounting, recording revenues at the time they become measurable and available to finance expenditures of the current period, and recording expenditures at the time liabilities are incurred. Significant revenues include property taxes and contributions from the Confederated Tribes of the Sillettes. This is a new district in the 2016-17 year and will be accounted for in a new fund in the Lincoln County accounting system. It will be managed as other special districts under the authority of the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners are managed. The district is organized into one general operating fund appropriated by the categories of personnel services, materials and services, capital outlay, contingency, and ending balance. The 2016-17 budget is $440,368. The district is anticipating expenditures for personnel of $259,568. For materials and services, $74,800, and capital outlay expenditures of $106,000. That concludes my message.
Thank you, Janice. At this time, excuse me, if there is any public or audience input, we would certainly welcome that, and you can have 5 minutes or so until we say stop. about 5 minutes to make your presentation and then comment from the committee. Please stand up and then state your name.
I'm Gary Varner. I live here in Sluts. And at the meeting the other night at the library, one of the sheriff officers said something about three license plate reader cameras. Wondering if those could be part of the material and equipment portion of the budget.
That's a question, Curtis.
I know that one of the deputies mentioned that, and I think we were talking about is getting funds from other resources to possibly pay for that. That's not in this current budget as it is outlaid, so we're going to look at other methods to do that. We're actually looking at that around the county, so it's all built into one system, and we're looking at other funding to do that and make that happen, but we're thinking that out here in Sletz might be an appropriate place to put those readers if we come up with the funding for that.
How far ahead would that might that be for the funding?
Well, we're actually looking at purchasing a server that we'd have to house at the county prior to this end of this budget year with some funding we have left over. So we're looking at that being in place, which is the first step by the end of June, end of this month. And then after that, it'll be just a matter of finding locations to put the readers and placing them on there and then other funding for that. But the biggest expense is getting that server at the county.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question. So explain to me how these reader cameras, because I know different types of things.
Mm-hmm.
What exactly are you referring to with this type of reader camera?
The license plate reader that we're looking at is, there's two different types that I know of. One that goes actually on patrol vehicles, drives around, and what it does is it's basically just recording vehicle plates and running them as it's going through for the computer in the car, and if it gets a hit on a stolen vehicle or something, it automatically pops up what the vehicle is, and the officer can go take action. The other ones that this gentleman is referring to is ones that are stationary that you put up there and basically just records license plates going in and out of the area 24/7. And then if you ever have an instance that you need to go in and try to find something, you can go in through and find the date and time that you're looking for. And you can find all the cars that were actually in that area and went through that reader at that time.
Mm. Well, if I need to wait, what's typical cost camera? I mean, I realize
you were going to ask me that, and I don't have that.
Sorry. You're the new sheriff, so welcome to the job.
I don't have that exact cost right now, so I can get that back to you, though.
Fair enough. Yeah. All right. And obviously, if we're able to fund these cameras through sources outside of the budget, this budget, that mm-hmm. leaves more resources within the budget for law enforcement in the district.
Correct.
Anyone else?
Any other questions for me about the budget while I'm up here?
No.
Well, I have a question on the budget. I don't know if it's directed to you or not, but I'm interested in the materials and services, the indirect cost allocation of $30,000. Is that like a contingency?
That's the indirect cost that the county receives. And
that's what the general fund charges. Other funds for administration.
Oh, for our administration.
Your time, my time.
Which is routine for all special districts.
Correct.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, without any further testimony, one more chance, anyone? Okay. So, do I hear a motion?
Before we do that, follow up, I guess, to my prior question. Is there a contingency in this budget? I don't see it.
No, there is not. We budgeted all funds that we are anticipating receiving for this year. Future years, we may build in a contingency, but that typically until we have a revenue stream that's coming in and been in operation for a year, we really don't know what we can set aside, so to speak, because contingency ultimately you would only spend if you absolutely needed to.
I could make one comment on that, though, because since this is a July to June budget, as the county budgets are, and we won't be hiring them right on July 1 for the deputies, so they're actually probably a built-in contingency just on the fact that that money isn't going to be coming out for expenditures for a few months after we get started. So we're going to try to get the vehicles and everything else going initially, but the personnel costs will probably come a few months later.
So let me understand, you've got the vehicles that you have $45,000 for equipment, $61,000 for vehicles. Is that going to be a reoccurring cost?
No, that's a one-time cost.
So more or less, once you get through the first year, that can very easily be applied to board contingency.
Correct. Yeah, that's a one-time cost, and after that, it's built into the fleet cost, like all the other vehicles that we have, and then the other costs for uniforms and equipment are built into the budget that are, you see in materials and services.
It's almost a natural occurring after the first year.
Correct.
I was just going to clarify. Clearly, you weren't able to start acting on purchase of vehicles or hiring personnel until, first of all, the budget is approved.
Right.
And again, the money isn't available until July 1st by law, so you really aren't able to do anything until July 1st because you don't have any money until
Correct.
July 1st.
Yeah. And then even with that, with the funding for this, November before the actual funding starts coming in.
Good point.
So
before you run away, the one question everybody's going to ask is when does that law enforcement officer actually show up in Salinas?
And I'm not giving a date right now. As I mentioned the other day in the meeting, we are still 3 deputies short. This adds 2 more, so we're 5, but we've been in a constant hiring mode, so we'll be adding that to our list of people to hire for the position. And but I am committed to getting those people out here as soon as we can and having them start. So I'm looking at fall, so October, November, before we can actually start the contract.
And really don't get the money until after property taxes.
Right. The one thing about it is Council Bemont and I met with the tribe, and they have funding available that they can actually start putting toward this immediately. So once we get the agreement with the tribe on that, then we can start working on that, and we do have some funding coming in before the taxes funding comes in.
Can I ask
this
last question? So if you have $60,000 to up front to pay for vehicles, does that mean you'll be able to provide more than 80 hours of service a week down the road when there's an additional $60,000?
No, the way we built in the budget is because we also have to look at increases annually for the deputies. So initially you're going to have a little bit more funding, but you want to make sure that carries out long term. So if you spend all the money up front, then you wouldn't have any in like year 5, year 6 to come down. So we base it on 80 hours of coverage.
Yeah. Any more questions?
I just my final comment. It's nice to see that the tribe is an equal partner in this, and I think, as has been recognized, but important to acknowledge again their participation.
Okay. Thank you.
So, do I hear a motion on the Salinas Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District budget?
I move to approve the Salinas Area Enhanced Law Enforcement Service District 2016-17 budget as submitted to this committee and to authorize a property tax levy at the permanent tax rate of $1.31 per thousand, and that these taxes be imposed and categorized for the tax year 2016-17 upon the assessed value on all taxable property within the service district in accordance with the law as of July 1st, 2016.
Do I hear a second?
Second.
Approved and passed. Thank you very much.
I don't
need to
vote.
Oh, vote. Sorry. Jumping ahead. Blame it on the sunshine. Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes. Now it passes. Anything else before we adjourn this session of the Lincoln County Budget Committee?
I would just add that this is the final meeting of the Budget Committee. This is actually the fifth meeting that we've had. We had one in Walport, Toledo, Lincoln City, Newport, and this one on the passage of the special district. So the next time that the budget will be addressed would be when the commissioners look at adopting the budget that has been approved, budgets that have been approved on June 22nd.
Second.
You forgot one minor detail.
That's right.
This is the largest budget meeting we've had in the entire time.
Yeah, as far as attendance, yeah. And it's actually nice. This is a brand new budget. They're all zeros in the prior years. So you don't see that very often.
Thank you all. Thank you, everyone, for coming again this year. And with all of that, I'd say we're adjourned.
Yep.